good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Monday has treated you well so far and that your week started off on a good note. And I welcome you to the platform where we uplift each other, where we empower each other and become better versions of ourselves. So today on the brand conversation, we are going to be having a discussion about making better decisions, whether it is in career, as an entrepreneur, as an employee, as an employer. We are here to have that discussion in terms of really trying to rejuvenate and make sure that you become a better decision maker. As we make choices every day, ladies and gentlemen, and when it comes to business, it is something that we really have to take seriously. So I invite you to the conversation. You know the line is always there for you, 083-288-401, or you can also send a message on 1040. Welcome to the brand conversation.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivika oma akuro ye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu bali oheta tuvatatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Still tuned in to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Sally J here in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Today we are having a discussion that is about how can we make better decisions to help us live better lives, to make better decisions for our careers, for school, for those that are trying to, you know, probably going through a moment where their life is going to change and they need to make a very big decision. This conversation is for you. Now we know that making decisions is difficult. I think it is even more challenging out there for those in the business world, those ones such as, you know, the chief executives, those ones that are heads of departments. Even you yourself in your line of work, making a choice is very difficult. It can be very challenging. As sometimes you need to decide under constant pressure or maybe constraints. At times, moves must be made without adequate information. Like if you look at COVID-19, it was a lot of constant, till now, it was a lot of constant pressure, the constraints. Sometimes we didn't have the adequate information, but decisions had to be made. CEOs, presidents, business owners, even students, you are confronted with complex issues and you're expected to formulate opinions that are based on either your education, your experience, your expertise, and sometimes even your intuition. So we're going to be touching on better decision making. I think it's a very great topic to have, especially on a Monday, so that, you know, we can kind of get this out of the way, that if you have a decision that you have to make by the end of today, hopefully I would have been able to add some value to your life. But for those that would like to join in, come in, contribute to the topic of What does one need to do to make a good decision? How can you describe a good decision maker? What do they look like? What are their characteristics? What makes a good decision maker? And what is the importance of it? So you're more than welcome to join in. That is on 083-288-401. Or you can also send a message on our SMS line on 1040. SMS cost $5. Now, a decision, if we look at the definition, a decision is a thought or an idea put into action, which is usually irrevocable, right? Decisions, they take energy, they take effort, sometimes they take money, including time. Now, one thing that is also very true when it comes to decision making is that there's no guarantee that it will be successful, right? So many people have made the decision that they are going to, leave their job to go for the career that they've always wanted. It's not always a guarantee that it will be successful, right? But it's a decision that you have had to make. We have our students that are going into, first year. It was a decision that they had to make. It was a decision that they had to thoroughly think over in grade 12 in terms of what am I going to study? Because this very big decision that I'm going to make is going to, set the tone for my career. And it's very difficult because you want to make sure that you pick the right career field. It was also a very tough decision for me as well. I knew I wanted to be in media, and so I picked journalism. But upon getting to, orientation, I realized that I fit better in public relations. So it was a decision I had to rethink, even though I thought I made a good decision, and I definitely don't regret it at all. You have those that have had to change their minds because they can see that, wow, this career choice that I've made or this choice that I've made, I don't think it's the right one. So now you are faced with that pressure where you have to change your mind and you're probably thinking about what are people going to think if I make the decision to stop being a lawyer and I become a singer. Or maybe, I have to make this decision that I'm 40 years old, but I'm going to make the decision to go back to school and study. So now there's also that many things behind. What are people going to think? What are they going to say? How do I feel? There is really a lot that goes into decision making. So you're more than welcome to join the conversation as we talk about how can we make better decisions. Let's quickly pay the bills.
Shiwana jana mibia na nangecheva veche monori no moshirongu washishe otan shivifura kucha pena manufactures ongecheva tadika monjila ya katana moshakati mekuku industrial area okwa kutifa ufila wepungu wonyo kamana no havala ndifa paha usaila anangecheva ileni milandelo ufila weni wonyo kamana tawadika mo 10 kg 20 kg 50 kg ufila to uparifa landave ude omlyo dingi denga ke no mola edi konora etatu nano hamano etatu hamano nano nolambari no eari ile konora hamano nano mbalimbali oyimomoi natuno heyari pena manufactures ongechapata yadika monjiro nene yakatana moshakati industrial area nota pifa ufila wepungu wolio kamana batalela ponena
Oulio mnangeshefa nwahara kushivifa oma akuro yekupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
All right, it is almost 12:15, and if you are just joining in, a good afternoon to you, and welcome to The Brand Conversation. Today we are having a discussion about making better decisions. We are having a discussion about how making good decisions is a very important skill for your personal and your professional success. We are having a discussion about how can we make sound and logical decisions in our professional and our personal lives that can positively impact us, impact maybe our colleagues or impact our organizations. We are going to be talking about applying effective strategies and techniques that can help us to improve our decision-making skills. So in today, it's all about explaining how can you become a better decision maker. You're more than welcome to join in, and I'd love to hear from you in terms of what do you think is a good decision maker. Eagle FM.
Oh,
Uncle Buena.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm alive, my uncle. How are you?
It has been a long time. Yeah?
I injured myself last week. I sprained my ankle, so I couldn't walk at all.
Sorry. I thought you perfected that healing, you know.
Thank you so much, my uncle.
Becoming the mom. How are you doing?
No, I can't complain. At least I have my two legs.
thank God for that.
Thank you, my uncle.
You know, I don't know because decisions are very, very complex. They are, you know, that complex process actually to make decisions. But provided the decision is really made with the mutual benefit, the purpose of it, at least the benefit.
Mm.
So now that now has to do with the. Consensus.
Yes.
Consensus, kind of process where decision has to be taken and it must be agreed. But then with yourself, we start to start with yourself. Are you at peace with yourself with that type of decision or the action that you are taking?
Mm.
So that now depends also on the level. Maybe it is in an organization and whatever. So maybe at your at individual level, because you are also looking at your personal development.
Mm.
How do you want, what is it, what are your expectations? Because you must have some kind of self-expectation, you understand? So that you then know, evaluate and assess yourself, hey, do I have this ability? Am I able to do this thing? Do I have the energy? Maybe you don't have the money, but you have the passion, you understand?
Mm.
That will drive, that will motivate you, that intrinsic motivation. So that thing need to be really emphasized because you are talking about self-awareness, So because that has to start with your self-development. So you know your limitation, you know the boundaries, you know, you understand that kind of circumstances. And you know already that me, I don't have grade 10, but I have the energy, I have this other one, and I also have some, this also depends to some uncles and some mentors, they are counselors, you understand?
Mm.
So that you can help us and shape our, influence our decision making.
Mm. Mm.
But the basic thing is that you start with yourself. Just picture yourself. Who are you? What is it that they can offer?
Yeah.
To add my limited. You know that the woman who gave Jesus said, yes, he gave all what he had.
Mm.
And she gave with her heart. So if we can just recognize that and then you start the process of development. I don't know the kind of techniques that you do, but I think it's just basic that we start with ourselves.
Mm.
And then we know, once we know your limit, then you now say, yes, dear, I cannot do. Then you see how you can take it up.
Mm.
I don't know whether you pray about it or you go to your uncle or you go wherever so that you can even to attend classes like yours.
Mm.
If I were the one, honestly speaking, by now I could have taken up some study or something to do. Just to try and things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was only trying to greet you.
Thank you so much,
I'm very important. I'm interested in the discussion about let us hear how we can take those decisions. But in the national level, let's see how we can always consult and take this consensual decision must, you know, what are you saying?
Yeah, it's like a consensual decision, my uncle.
Those ones. let's agree and see where we can. But you must also take some kind of decisive decision, even if it people doesn't really please people. Like you say, some of your rights will be violated. We know when you want to take some major decision where it will benefit people. So people might oppose and things like that, but that shouldn't prevent you from taking a decision that will benefit the majority. Né?
So true.
Amen.
Thank you so much, my uncle. I appreciate it. All right. 083-288-401. That is the studio line if you'd like to join in. I want to hear from you in terms of what do you think are the characteristics of a good decision maker? Why is it so hard for many people to make decisions? Now, I posed that question online and someone is being so very honest and I'll read it to you. So Advika, Advika says, it's hard for me to take decisions. So I think I can answer this one. She said, I always remain in constant confusion. I never know what's best for me and what I want and what is going to be the best option. But she says, hardly anyone knows. I feel you can't just sit and decide everything. Analyzing and thinking and taking actions and then rethinking, this is constant to life. Making quick decisions seems like an impossible task for me. I try my best, but I can't sometimes, and it makes me miserable. Even right now, I'm in a situation where I need to decide a decision about my whole life, and I'm at a point where this one decision could turn my life upside down. I was avoiding this one decision since a long time, but now I know I have to take it and I have to face it. That is very, very honest, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? I think a lot of people go through that state of confusion or they go through a state of panic or stress, and we're going to look into that. Here's another one. This is from someone called Auntie. Yeah. Auntie says, if you examine your life, you will notice that you make countless of decisions completely effortlessly and spontaneously every single day. He said, in fact, research indicates that the average person makes as many as 35,000 decisions each day. That's about 2,000 decisions per hour. If that sounds like a high number, it's because the vast majority of these decisions, they fly well below the radar of our conscious awareness. Wow, that's very interesting. Then there's also somebody, his name is Tawi Dool. He says that the simple cause that people are so bad at making decisions is overthinking. Woo, I'm one of those. Now, he says that you make dozens of decisions every day. You eat food, you go to school, you watch a movie. Everything you do needs decision. But these are not the decisions you are getting troubled to make. You are having the trouble to make some certain decisions, and these certain decisions involve a lot of factors. Maybe the factor can be money. Maybe it can be some person or your parents or your future, or it can be an unpredictable result. And so therefore, we are worried and start overthinking about these factors. So when you try to take a decision, you first imagine the result, then you judge the result from different perspectives, and then you judge it from your parents' perspective and society and so on. So he basically says overthinking is one of the reasons why some people find it hard to make decisions. Let's hear what you have to say. All right. 083-288-401. That is the studio line. Let's have a discussion about why do you think it can be so hard for some people to make decisions? What does a good decision maker look like? What characteristics do they have? What are the type of steps that they take to make a decision? Now, a good decision maker, if we can start with that, is that a good decision maker is somebody who probably chooses actions that give the best outcome, right? They enter into this decision-making process with an open mind, which is something a lot of people struggle with, is that open mind. So you're not letting your own biases sway at you. So basically, if you have to make a business decision, they always say, take your emotions out of it. And I think sometimes we all fall into that trap where we make decisions with our emotions. And that's where a lot of bad decisions come in. You'll be like, no, I need to save money. then you get into, you know, this mood, and all of a sudden it's kind of out of the door, because now you're thinking about, yeah, but I really want, and not necessarily looking at your need. So yes, they enter into this decision making with an open mind. It's about making decisions rationally. It's about researching your alternatives. It's about understanding the consequences. When we are looking at what are we going to be learning today, when we are learning about good decision makers that even involves others when appropriate, using knowledge, using data and opinions to shape your final decision. This is about knowing why you chose a particular choice over another. We are also going to be learning about confidence in your decisions and not hesitating after you've reached your conclusions. So yes, anyone can be a good decision maker. Making decisions at the end of the day is an integral part of any job, any part of your life, whether it is professional or personal, whether you are in entry-level position in your career, or you make important choices on behalf of your company as an executive. Life is full of choices. Some are easy, like, you know, what to maybe have for dinner, and some are more serious, like, for instance, choosing a career, choosing a study choice that you want to go into so that you can start your career. So regardless of how important a decision is, good decision skills are very useful in life, especially if you feel indecisive about something and it is getting you down emotionally. So today I hope that we'll be able to get tips on how to make good decisions, to find out what to do when you can't figure out a plan. And this can help if you're working through a problem, if you're facing uncertainty, or you're struggling to make a decision. Because like I said, we make decisions all throughout their day. Like Uncle Buana made that decision to call in today and to participate in the conversation. You might have made the decision that, okay, I'm not going to call in today because I actually really love what she's saying today. That's the decision that you've made. You've made a decision that, okay, I can actually turn left, but maybe you thought, let me go straight and take the next one. That's the decision that you've made. The clothes that you are wearing, that's the decision that you've made. The way that you reacted in an argument or a debate, that's a decision that you have made. Walking away from a conversation that is not serving you, that's a decision that you have made. So sometimes when we are faced with some really tough decisions, it is common to feel overwhelmed, to feel stressed or anxious, to feel pressured, maybe to feel confused, or some people get distracted, some people get tired. And that is because indecision can have such a negative impact on how you are feeling. So it's important for us to have this conversation to learn strategies for making positive decisions in tough situations. While you may not be able to guarantee the outcome of that decision before you make it, at least we'll be able to walk away that you can know that you put a lot of careful thought into it. So coming up, we're going to be looking at little tips for making better decisions, like not letting stress getting the better of you, giving yourself some time if possible, weighing the pros and cons, thinking about your goals and values. We're going to be looking at considering all the possibilities, talking it out, keeping a diary, planning on how you're going to tell others, and also rethinking your options. So before we get to it, let me say this, that each day we are faced with situations in life that requires us to make the choices. Some of these choices are easy, and at times some of them can be difficult, but easy decisions consist of things like, you know, clothing you should wear, and all of that. But other decisions, they need some more thinking. And so that's what we are going to be looking at today. So I have a short TED talk that I want us to quickly listen to, and then I will be back to give you some more. Stick around.
Ouyo mnangeshefa, nwahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mambirewa konora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
If you were to ask me what topic, what force has the greatest influence on us, what resonates the most with our souls, I'd answer without hesitation. It is the freedom to choose. Besides being born, the power of decision making is the greatest gift. Just think about it. You are not the product of your genes or of your education. You are the result of your decisions. Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "The history of free man is never written by chance, but by choice. Their choice." So yes, life is about making decisions, and success is the result of a decision. But have you ever, and please raise your hands if yes, have you ever made a decision that you got happy from, that made you happy? Who made a decision in his life that made him happy? Look around, guys. I see someone not raising their hands. Either you're asleep or I feel bad for you. All right. Has anyone ever made a decision whereby you earned lots of money? Who made a decision that got you a lot of money? Good for you. Tell me your secret, all right? Anyone made a decision that cost you a lot of money, where you lost lots of money? Oh, that's more people. All right. We'll talk about that just in a bit. So when it comes to relationships, have you ever made a decision to go into a past, okay, a former relationship that you'd like to forget? Who's being honest? All right, all right. And now just between you and me, anyone in a current relationship you'd like to forget sometimes? All right, yeah, yeah. Don't worry. You see, it's not that easy to make decisions. Actually, there's plenty of them, about 20,000 decisions every day, most of them with lightning speed and unconsciously. And the big decisions in life, we adjourn them. Where are the deadline junkies? Yeah, right. You're not alone, guys. The phenomenon is called procrastination. So most likely, if you adjourned one of the big decisions, even small ones, one out of three decision traps might be the reason from preventing you to take action. In this talk, I'm going to talk about how you can prevent those decision traps. But let's start with our brain. Think about it. Your brain. I mean, it's a toolbox, right? Only issue is most people don't really know how to use it. Evolution, right, prepared us for 4 million years. And what do most people do with it? They watch Judge Barbara Salesh or Dr. Phil all the time, all day long. I know it's sad, but it's the truth, right? So what you gotta do is you must take responsibility for your own brain. And make no mistake, guys, making no decision is still a decision. It means you're allowing somebody else to make the decision for you. In the past 10 years, I've been honored by working with top decision makers, and I learned from them some stuff, and I'd like to share it with you today. So, what actually is it that top decision makers do differently? Well, first off, they know what they are, who they are, what they want, and how to get it. They set their own standard, right? So, actually, they make decisions based on their own values, and they are self-determined. Second, they have their self-management in order, especially when it comes to their emotions. And I'm not talking about people who are robots. I'm talking about emotional state management. Third, they really do make decisions, right? But even more important is they need and they do implement those decisions in their daily life, in their businesses. And I'm not talking about exaggeration, like this pretty fellow here. No, actually, I'm talking about advocating your convictions, standing by what you feel is right. So not so long ago, in Nazi Germany, when Adolf Hitler, the Führer, came up to a public event, you were legally bound to salute for him and do the Hitler Gruß. On this picture, there's a man, Gustav Wegert, and he did not. You see, the prerequisite for self-determination is the freedom to choose. He did not have that freedom. Actually, he was imprisoned afterwards. Unfortunately, today we are confronted with a vast majority of options, way too many. It kind of is exactly the opposite, right? In our consumer society, maybe if you went to IKEA, chances are when you are at the cashier's desk, you got at least one product more in your basket than you originally planned to buy, right? I mean, it happens to everyone. This phenomenon is called an irrational buying decision. And actually, this is caused by the stimulus overflow, by way too many options. It just paralyzes the brain in the decision-making process. I'd like to call it the monster choice dilemma. And just stay with me on this one. Think about Generation Y. There are lots and lots of young adults today that do not really know what to study, what to do with their lives, right? And I think it's not a surprise, actually, because they know they could literally do anything they want, but they still don't know what they want. Why? Because they have all the options. They're paralyzed by the monster choice dilemma. And that is actually our first decision trap. The first decision trap out of three is the stimulus overflow. Being confronted with way too many possibilities and options just paralyzes your brain. Neurophysiologically, in the decision-making process. I'm not a native speaker. Surprise. Second decision trap is the permanent stress we live in. Where does permanent stress come from? Today, it's the high performance pressure. In business, in daily life, even in the family, even in education, kids are starting to get burnout because of permanent pressure. And the third decision trap is perfectionism. And a great author, Stephen Covey, he wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He said about perfectionism, perfection prevents action. So what do top decision makers actually do differently? First of all, they don't seek perfectionism. What they do is, if they feel confident that they have 80%, round about 80% of the information necessary to make a decision, they just go for it. They don't wait hours, days, weeks, months, for the last 20% to come around. If they got the 80% that's necessary, makes them feel confident, they make the decision and take action. So that's what you gotta do. Next trap would be that under stress, humans tend to fall back to old habits. That's not a big problem at first, but if you think about it, if we tend to fall back on old habits, even if we're in a new situation, we might use a habit that's not working anymore today. And then we're right. So how do those habits develop? Before we dive into how you can change them, they do develop by conditioning. Meaning, if you're confronted with a situation the first time, you're urged for a decision. What actions you gotta take? And then you respond accordingly. And if the same situation happens over and over again, this decision turns into a habit. You don't really have to think about it anymore. It just happens. It's automatic. And that's good, right? That's okay, as long as it works. But if you're confronted with changing conditions and a new environment, the old habits might not work anymore. And you have to make a new decision. That would work unless you were stressed. Because under stress, we fall back on those old habits that have proven themselves over time even if they don't work anymore. Before we do that and dive into that, what happens to the brain under stress, I'd like to invite you all to test your own habits. And just follow me on this one. Put your hands together like this. Just fingers crossed all the way. And have a look at your thumb. Which thumb is on top, left or right? You can even check with the partner sitting next to you. Which thumb is on top, left, right? All right. And now I want you to switch the thumbs. Put the other one on top and just for a moment see how it feels. How does it feel? It feels kind of awkward, right? It feels pretty strange. Why? Why does this small thing feel so strange? It's because the way you did it first, it's your habit. And you're used to that. We call that the comfort zone. Yeah, Virginia Satir started with that in the first place. It wasn't called the comfort zone at first. So now you changed it. You changed the habit. It feels uncomfortable because you left your comfort zone. We're going to need that later on. So according to behavioral economy, it takes quite some time to change existing habit or build up new ones. For example, around about 2 months, 66 days does it take in the morning after you get out of bed and you want to establish a new habit, for example, drinking a glass of water, right? After you get out of bed, right away, drink a glass of water, supposed to be healthy. Pretty easy. Doesn't take that much time. Getting out of bed or maybe rolling out of bed, I don't know about you guys, and you have to do 50 sit-ups? Not so easy. Takes longer. That's pretty similar when it comes to decision-making. Easy decisions, we're not really that stressed about. Works. The big, difficult decisions. Somebody's supposed maybe to play in Jaws next time I do this. Dun, dun. The big decisions. We feel a lot more stressed. The funny thing is, intellectually, it's just two decisions. There's no difference. You just have to make a decision in either ways. But emotions have a huge impact on the whole decision-making process. So that's what we got to look at. The brain under stress. So what happens to the brain under stress? In the center, the green part is the thalamus. It's not really green in real life. The green part, the thalamus, is kind of like a watchdog. And what it does is, if you're relaxed and happy and everything's fine, you're in your comfort zone, and new information comes in, the thalamus is supposed to process that information to the frontal cortex, right here. And that's where you can make smart, calm, rational, good decisions. But under stress, what happens is a lot of cortisol comes up. It's a stress hormone, and it kind of blocks the thalamus. He's unable to cope with all that information coming in. So he kind of freaks out. And then there's help. Amygdala steps in. She's like a little diva. Don't photograph me on that one. Like a little diva. And amygdala, what does she do? Actually, she's trying to help. Amygdala steps in. She's trying to help you. And she does that by trying to prevent you from danger, dangerous situations. Just think about it for a second, yeah? You might be 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 years back in the days, you were walking through a forest, very nice weather, and there would be a saber-toothed tiger jumping out of the forest, and you'd be like, oh, saber-toothed tiger. That's you in a calm, easygoing state, no stress involved. And the thalamus, the watchdog, goes, oh, I see a saber-toothed tiger. Forward that information to the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex goes, oh, wow, a saber-toothed tiger, never seen that one before. How would it maybe feel to pet it on the furry head? Not such a good idea. So that's where the stress hormone kicks in. The amygdala goes, wait! I saw that guy 2 days ago. He tried to pet it. He got no hands, no head. He's dead. So that's good, right? That's good. Stress kicks in. Amygdala goes, no! Run! And you're alive. So amygdala tries to prevent you from danger, and she does it by overriding your system. And that's a great escape reflex, actually. Problem is, today, if we get stressed, it's not so much because we see a saber-toothed tiger. And we don't really have the necessity to just run away. So how can we cope with that? Because the same escape reflex happens if you're just under stress because your boss puts up a big folder right in front of you on your desk. It goes, wham! And you're like, what? And he goes, we have 30 minutes left, and you got to fix this problem now. And you look in the folder, the first page, and you know instantly you've never done a task like this ever before. And you get pumped up, you get stressed, and you might get blocked. So that's a big issue. How do top decision makers cope with that? Actually, what they do is they train their brain under stress, and they do that by leaving their comfort zone. They train to leave the comfort zone where they feel comfortable and easy by starting out new stuff, new things, constantly changing their habits and looking for new ways to explore. And let's face it, they're a little crazy about it too, but they always want to perform better and improve their own habits. So how do they do it, actually? And Navy SEALs do it as well. Navy SEALs, they have to make good decisions even if somebody's shooting at them. That's what you should do, actually. Train your brain. But good news is you don't have to be shot at, all right? You can do it like this. Just try out new stuff, new things. Yeah, even small but constant changes in your habits keeps the brain alert. And the cortisol level rises even in everyday situations just because they're new, out of your comfort zone. And your brain gets used to that higher cortisol level. So just try out new hobbies, try new things. And your brain learns to make great decisions regardless of a high cortisol level. That's how to do that. All right, now to sum that up for you guys, the first trap we had was the stimulus overflow. Too many possibilities, too many choices. If you don't know what to study, if you don't know what project to start, narrow it down to the top seven. Maximum of seven chunks of information that the thalamus, the watchdog, can cope with. Everything above seven is not good. So to make great decisions, narrow it down, prioritize, summarize to the top seven chunks of information. Second, the permanent stress. We just talked about that. No saber-toothed tigers involved, except maybe metal concerts. I don't know. But the permanent stress, how to cope with that, your own emotional state management. Train your brain under stress by constantly leaving the comfort zone. And the third trap was the perfectionism. Top decision makers, if they feel confident, they have about 80% of information necessary to make the decision, they just do it. And if there are problems or errors on the way, they fix them on the way, but they start implementing and they take action. To end my talk, I have a message from my heart for you. It goes like this. You did not decide to be born, but actually you can decide if your life is of significance. So make your decision. I wish.
If we were not a reliable and trustworthy medical aid service provider, we might have told you impressive tales about superior products that sound too good to be true, which, when you could least afford it and was at your most vulnerable, would turn out to be just that. Too good to be true. But we prefer to tell you the truth, and then we deliver on it, without excuses, without referring you back to the fine print, without avoiding eye contact or uncomfortably claiming to have someone else on the line. Because nhp.com.na, we're about you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Ouyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwambelewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it is 10 minutes left of the brand conversation, and that is just a short talk on making better decisions. If you're just joining in, I hope that you have found some value. If you just stumbled in, I hope that you still stuck around to find some value in how to make better decisions. You know, with most things that you do, especially at work and at school, you are likely to go through a decision-making process, right? And over time, you should develop the skills for making better decisions based on past experience or new knowledge. I see someone joining us on the line, so let's see what you have to say. Good afternoon.
For me, just for a second to agree and maybe also
to add some. Okay, my uncle, yes. Go ahead.
So you see, it is true that maybe one of the major problems is because there's too much opportunity, too many information. I think that can confuse people.
I hear you.
And I've learned myself. Because there are so many, I don't know whether people will see these things like the way they expect, so understand. Because if there are so many information and they all seem to be meaningful, constructive, you may end up getting confused.
No. True. I think we have lost Uncle Buena there. Are you still there? Okay. The line is breaking. You're more than welcome to join in. 083-288-401. That is the studio line. As we're talking about how to make better decisions. Why is it important to make those decisions? And I hope today you have been able to explore this conversation so that we can be better at it. Because it's important to make better decisions for many reasons, including having a greater sense of self, learning from experience, standing out, increasing your confidence, and also showcasing yourself as a professional. That is all very important to me. Now, there are a couple of things that we can do to make better decisions, and I made some notes, and especially I added some more after listening to that gentleman. But the first one that I really took from what he said is to try to not overthink. Because, you know, every decision should come with some thinking, right? As you are weighing the pros, the cons, the consequences, and probably all the available options. But they say that overthinking can actually keep you from being able to make a final decision. So it's very important to be able to come to a conclusion without spending too much time evaluating everything. What they mean is that overthinking can cause you to make a decision you might not normally have made and cause you stress at the same time. So they say the more you overthink, the more likely you are to bring doubt into your decision-making process, which can become a pattern and it can affect future decisions that you have to make. So if you are, for instance, struggling with your decisions, then you need to take a step away from it and return when your mind feels more clear. The other one that I took from him is removing yourself from the situation. What they mean by that is that if you want to be a better decision maker, it can be helpful to allow yourself to be an outside observer of the situation. So when you do, what happens is that you're more likely to think about all of your other options and even be more open to considering compromises, which can sometimes be especially be helpful when your decision impacts others. You know, I genuinely feel that sometimes there are a lot of emotions involved in the decision process. And so removing yourself from the situation for even a short period of time can help you to refocus and look at the facts of what is in front of you. The other one I made a note of, I'm going to title it as "Don't Shy Away from Your Mistakes." Now, what I mean by that is one of the best ways to make better decisions is by facing your mistakes and learning from them. Because making mistakes isn't it isn't necessarily a negative thing, as they can give you more confidence in your abilities to make decisions in the future. So don't shy away from your mistakes. If there was a mistake that was made, face it. Because when you run away from it, how will you make a decision if you're running away from the thing that needs a decision process? So that's very important. The other note I made is that we need to examine the opposite of our decisions. I know it sounds a bit complicated, but listen to this. What I mean is, before moving forward with what you feel is your final decision, I hope that you can make sure that you've considered the complete opposite. So it's very important to be sure of your decisions by examining other options. So that you can gain the confidence that you're making the right decision, or come up with different choices that you may not have thought about. So when you challenge yourself, you're also challenging any of your long-held beliefs that you had that may have clouded your past decisions. So examining choices makes you to make well-rounded decisions and, of course, grow as a decision maker. This one is a very tough one for a lot of people, which is asking for feedback. There is definitely a delicate balance that you should be cautious of when you're asking for feedback during your decision process. Because yes, some feedback can be highly valuable, especially if it comes from people who have been in your same situation and they can tell you about their outcome or who you admire for their experience and knowledge about that particular topic. It's also effective to ask for feedback from those who you will directly affect by your decision, as they will be better to give you that perspective that you may not have yet. So speaking to the business owners out there, speaking to the bosses out there, it's always important to try to involve your employees, to involve everyone, so that those that are going to be directly affected. I know that this is a very difficult one. I know parents find this so hard when it comes to speaking to their kids about making decisions. I know a lot of parents, you know, they feel as if we're too young to be making decisions, which is understandable. But they say that you will be very surprised if you had a talk with your children before making a decision. Such things as, you know, what do you think about us going on less holidays? What do you think about me putting you into recreational activities? What kind of recreational activities would you like? Would you like to do running? Would you like to do this? And then you say, okay, these are the options. What do you think about all of this? And that child will tell you, no, mom, dad, I actually prefer running. I actually prefer singing. I don't really like it. So I would like to do this. And then you as a parent, now you go into that decision-making process. Okay, this one likes singing. Let me now go and do my research and find the cheapest or the most affordable or the best or most professional singing coach. So or vocal, I think they call them vocal coaches. So then we make that decision from there. That's a decision-making process, ladies and gentlemen. Not necessarily making decisions with your emotions. The other one that I also wrote down is give yourself advice. What I meant by that is, to make better decisions, they say that you need to pretend like you're giving advice to a friend on how to proceed. So by doing this, you are doing what I said in the beginning, that you are removing yourself from a situation enough to be more objective in your decision. So it can be a lot easier to advise a friend than to decide without it. I think plus maybe you may find that you're kinder to yourself and maybe you're more positive about your role in making important choices. It's important to take yourself out of the situation, like I said, so I hope you have found some value out of that. The other note I made when it comes to making better decisions is to manage your emotions. Because emotions should play a role in your decision making, but it also becomes necessary to make sure that you're acting with emotional intelligence if you want to make better decisions. So just like there is that delicate balance to asking for feedback, it's also the same for managing your emotions. because they say that too much emotion can cloud your judgment, you know, causing you to make decisions that maybe you may not have if you were thinking more rationally. Like they say, don't go shopping when you're hungry. Don't. Because you are going to be thinking with your eyes. You're going to be making shopping decisions with your, with your hunger. So that's one of the simple things that I've learned. Don't go shopping when you're hungry. Don't go, they say as well, don't go window shopping when you're broke. Not when you have money, because you might end up with a lot of things. So yes, this applies to both positive and negative emotions. For example, if you are overly excited about something, you don't want to make rash decisions based on your excitement, rather than based on how this, item or decision will look when it is put into practice. Before I go, the most important one to also look at is to weigh out your short and your long-term consequences, because nearly every decision has short and long-term consequences. So it's important to think about both when you're coming to a conclusion. What may look like a great short-term decision may probably not be wonderful when you're looking at the long-term perspective and vice versa. Also, please be sure to explore decisions that can cause some disorganization or discomfort in the short term, but maybe they have very beneficial long-term benefits that will make everything worth it. For example, if a manager decides to restructure the office, maybe you may be displaced as it forces the team to work elsewhere while the office or the company is under construction. But once it's complete, you can be happy with your office space and all of that. So it's important to weigh out all of those decisions. I hope that you have found some value today in knowing how to make good decisions, how to maybe invest your money or all of that, and that being able to make these decisions in a timely manner and feeling confident about your decision-making skills could save you a lot of time and hassle. So, fortunately, everyone can take steps to become better decision makers. If you want to make a better decision maker, I hope that today's show will be able to add some value to your life. Otherwise, if you missed out on the show, it will be available on our podcast. That is on www.eaglefm.com.na. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share on the brand conversation, the SMS line is open, and that is on 1040. For now, stay tuned for On the Radar.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.